Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I'm your host, Ida May, and today, Hunte, today we are looking at the first half of December, the 1st to the 15th, and seeing what's going on with the astrological planetary alignments and what type of energy we can expect. Now, when we come up on certain dates, I will be providing guides, tips, and ritual recommendations along with crystal recommendations. So we're going to jump into a quick transition music tune, and I'll see you very soon. Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, today we are going to be discussing the 1st to the 15th of December and seeing what's going on with astrological planetary alignments and what you can expect for that first half of the month. So, on the 1st of December, we do have a favorable major transit, which is going to be Mercury entering the sign of Capricorn. There's going to be a lot of energy here to focus on different plans, goals, and really sort out any of the details that you might need to be looking at, maybe revise, go back, switch some things around, however you see fit. Now, we're also going to be having the moon entering Leo. And you know, this is a great time to connect with self and really just have that little fun moment. Let go and enjoy. Now, during that night, we will be experiencing a winding gibbous moon in the signs of Cancer and Leo. Now, moving on to the second, we're going to have Mercury in Capricorn, sextile Saturn in Pisces. So there's going to be a lot of energy with mental focus and really finding discipline and really stepping back to see what is going on in the grand scheme of everything. Now, during that night, we will be having a winding gibbous moon in the sign of Leo as well. Now, going on to the 3rd of December, we are going to be having the moon entering Virgo, and this could be like a time where you want to get a little organized, situate some things, prioritize some things, and really like it's this productive energy, so really the odds are endless. Now, we're also going to be experiencing Venus in Libra square Pluto in Capricorn. So this is like that time where you're doing like the little hermit mode and kind of going inward and seeing what's going on with self. But also there could be some things in the external that may need to be looked at, addressed, fixed, find the cause and what the effects were, that situation type of deal. Now we're also going to be experiencing a winding gibbous moon in both signs, Leo and Virgo. Now, moving on to the 4th, we're going to have another favorable major transit. And again, when these dates come up, I do provide guides for all this jazz, okay? Now, we're going to have Venus entering Scorpio, and it's really going to be an energy where relationships will come into play with Venus and Scorpio. It's more or less like of an improvement type of deal and looking at what we hold close and kind of moving with the energy with patience, because it's so much like when things come into play, we're looking at things in a superficial way. It could be so the energy could be really like raw, okay? So make sure that you're staying balanced because it can be intense. Now, we're also going to be experiencing a winding gibbous moon in Virgo as well, along with that night. Now, we're going on to the 5th of December. We have the last quarter moon in Virgo, which is a moon event where it's going to be taking place. And this is like for the next week or so, just looking for new ventures, new goals, new projects, and really doing it with ease and not really worrying about too much of anything else and focusing on the things that you're trying to accomplish in a way. Now, Venus in Scorpio, trine Saturn in Pisces will also be here. So it's more or less, again, relationships or energy theme here. It's, you know, kind of like pushing for a deeper connection, commitment, and really enjoying that in a kind of like, oh yeah, you know what I mean? It's more flowing, it's easy, right? Now, moving on to the 6th, we will have the moon entering Libra. So balance here is key. And it's more or less like where we're focusing this energy on and how much time do we need to give this, or how much is it going to be seeking? And is that something we're willing to commit to in this moment? Or, you know, do you want to wait a little bit? But the option, again, is always up to you. Now, we do have a major favorable transit, which is going to be Neptune direct in Pisces. So with Neptune retrograding, this is going to be like halting in Pisces. And this is going to be like this type of, you know, unclear type of energy. But it's more or less you'll be able to get a more, how can I say this, a more clear objective, a clearer view, and looking for things that might be not where they should be. And why is this? So, you know what I mean? These questions will be popping up. So it's kind of like you're looking for, okay, well, if I got this puzzle piece, I need this puzzle piece and this puzzle piece to make this whole big ass picture here. And we're missing a few pieces. So it's kind of like we're tending to those missing pieces and really looking to piece shit together. Now, we're also going to be having a winding crescent moon in the signs of Virgo and Libra as well. Now, on the 7th, we're going to have Mercury in Capricorn trine Jupiter in Taurus. So a lot of new ideas are going to be coming, new opportunities, and the energy is going to be here for you to explore. You just got to dive on into it. Don't sit there and waste this. You better get that ass up onto this energy and have the full benefit. Now, we're also going to be experiencing a winding crescent moon in the sign of Libra as well. Now, moving to the 8th of December, we're going to have the moon entering Scorpio alongside a winding crescent moon in Libra and Scorpio. So there's going to be a lot of different things taking place with transformation, and this is going to be happening for the next few weeks or so. So, you know, you really want to focus on what it is you want to pursue, and if there is a dedication there that you want to put in and keep going, because you can push for things. It's just going to take a little bit of time. Now, moving to the 9th of December, we're going to have Venus in Scorpio opposite Jupiter in Taurus. So you may be lacking a little bit on energy this day, and the motivation just may not be there to do the push. But, you know, take a break, rest, recharge, regroup, recoup, okay? Because we're not the Energizer bunnies out here. We can't keep going, you know? So take that time, do what you need to do, recharge that ass up. And, you know, when you're recharged, you're feeling great, you're feeling good. Now, moving to the 10th, we're going to have the moon in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces. So intuition is really going to be key here. It's really going to be opening up doors to really align you with your journey and what you're feeling that's going to be taking place with the intuitive side of yourself. There's going to be a lot of internal conversation going on, so make sure that if things are popping up, ideas, anything regarding your intuition, take note of that. All right, you could also be coming up with great ideas as well. Now, on the 11th, we're going to have the moon entering Sagittarius, and we're also going to have Mercury in Capricorn, sextile Venus in Scorpio. So with the moon entering Sagittarius, there's going to be different experiences coming up with new pursuits, you know, expanding your intuitive side, looking at things from a different perspective, going after things with tons of optimistic energy, and it's going to be this really great energy you can work with. Now, with Mercury in Capricorn sextile Venus in Scorpio, you'll have a lot more easy time expressing yourself and conveying things that can be understood, and may even, you know, have some connections where you can really dabble in these ideas with other connections and co-creators, and you know, you may come up with something grand, so don't be surprised. Now, we're also going to have a winding crescent moon in the signs of Scorpio and Sagittarius as well on that day. Now, on the 12th, we do have a moon event, which is going to be the moon in Sag. So this new moon is about looking at different things, ideas, projects, ventures, and really being open to anything, you know, that you can think of. You can turn your idea into a living, breathing thing. And with this energy here, you can get that goal done in a matter of no time. Now, on the 13th, we do have Mercury retrograding beginning in Capricorn. So right now, as we speak, we are in the shadow phases. So some things can be going astir, you know, and Mercury is going to be moving back. We're going back, okay? And this is going to be starting in Capricorn, you know, so it's like you kind of go inward and look at different things that may have started a detour, any blocks, roadblocks that stopped you from progressing towards any goals, dreams, aspirations. And you may want to look at some of those goals and dreams and, you know, what is the words I'm looking for? It's kind of like you're taking ideas off those old ideas and, you know, planting seeds to help them grow, but in a different way. And, you know, when we come up a little bit further, I do put out guides for things like this to help smooth sail with the energy. Now, we will also have the moon entering Capricorn and a waxing crescent moon in Sagittarius and Capricorn as well. Now, with this energy here with Mercury retrograde, it's kind of like you really want to pay attention to this, because if you try to like shy away from anything, it's really going to mess with the energy. So make sure you're expressing yourself fully, authentically, and looking inwards, doing, you know, some detailed writing, maybe about your goals, anything that you may have overcome or went through, and see what you can gain knowledge from in those things and really use that to grow. So, you know, it's really an expansive energy if you look at it, but you have to be like in that space where you're like, hey, I'm invested. You know, sometimes it's not always the easiest thing to do when you have to go back and look at certain things, but old events or lessons learned, they do bring knowledge, and you know, you could plant those seeds of knowledge and grow something new. Now, on the 14th, we do have the moon in Capricorn, trine Uranus in Taurus. So it's looking at this energy is going about things in a different way, but in a more precise, correct way, if that makes sense. It's like we're doing things, but not inside of the box. We're stepping out of the box, looking at different energies, being open for more progress and growth. And last but not least, for this segment here, we have the moon entering Aquarius. So this is really about getting inspired and looking forward in the future with that movement and really being open to expand with different creativity and different outlets. Now, we do have a waxing crescent moon in Capricorn and Aquarius. Now, that's what I have for you for this Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see that ass next time.